return to home mandate. All right. I want to talk about the return to home mandate because this is an issue that is really touching a lot of people's soul. People are bothered by the idea that they have to go back into work. Why are you so lazy? We'll get there. Let's talk about it.
President-elect Donald Trump says he will challenge a Biden-era deal allowing federal employees to work hybrid or remotely through the year 2029. Trump spoke out against the agreement Monday.
If people don't come back to work, come back into the office, they're going to be dismissed. And somebody in the Biden administration gave a five-year waiver of that so that for 5 years, people don't have to come back into the office. It involved 49,000 people. For 5 years, they don't have to go. They just signed this thing. It's ridiculous. So it was like a gift to a union.
Biden just signed into law 50 new laws. Over 50 new laws. Biden just signed off first of all, it was Biden's signature. We don't know who's really signing off on this stuff, who's making these decisions. But again, this is not a peaceful transition of power. This is sabotage and favors. And Trump is calling it out directly. And he said, listen, we trying to do something. And everything that they're doing right now is to circumvent what we're trying to do when we get into office. Everything that we're doing right now is to circumvent when we get into office. And so a bunch of the new laws that Biden signed was favors to unions and contractors that basically give them 5 years of possibly working from home instead of returning into the office just to spite the Trump administration and a Department of Government efficiency. This is anything but a peaceful transition of power. They think that just because they show up at the inauguration, that's a peaceful transition of power. That's not. It's not. This is an evil, ugly, hateful thing that is leaving office right now because he bitter at his own party and he bitter at Trump at the same time. And he throwing favors for everybody. This is an insurrection, A. Wyatt. This is literally what I would call an insurrection. So stupid.
And we're going to obviously be in court to stop it.
Work from home policies for government workers have been highly criticized by the leaders of Trump's newly established Department of Government Efficiency, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. However, remote work trends have been shifting across several industries in recent years. Before the pandemic, roughly 2.5% of jobs posted on Indeed advertised remote or hybrid work. As you can see, those numbers spiked between 2020 and 2021, the pandemic, before hitting an all-time high in 2022 of nearly 10.5%. Then the number of remote job postings started to drop last year and currently hovers around 7.8%. Allison Srivasta joins us now. She's an economist for Indeed Hiring Lab. Allison, thanks for being here. The union representing federal employees says it will fight any efforts to remove remote work protections. Why do workers say they want hybrid or remote work, and thus unions are fighting to protect that?
You know, remote work isn't for everyone, but Indeed found that remote work is popular across really all groups. It holds a particular appeal for both women and younger workers, but it's clear that a lot of workers really value the flexibility that remote work offers and value having that work-life balance they have from getting things like commute times cut out of their day.
Why did we see a dip since 2022 in remote and hybrid work being offered? And why are people like Trump, Musk, and Ramaswamy against these kind of programs if they keep some employees happy and productive?
So a lot of the decline in remote job postings can be attributed to a drop in job posting in sectors that tend to embrace remote work in general. But we are now seeing that even within those sectors, there's a shift away from remote offices. So while I can't speak to individual employers' apprehensions around remote work, it is clear that some employers are embracing return to office policies, either because, you know, competition for workers isn't as tight as it was in 2022, or because they saw remote work as maybe a temporary solution during the pandemic.
Are certain industries or sectors seeing remote work trends shift faster than others? And can we expect to see more employers and workers foregoing work from home arrangements in the new year?
You know, we've seen Indeed has seen year over year decreases in 46% of sectors and increases in just 41%. Now, a lot of those sectors have pretty small shares of remote postings to begin with, but the majority of sectors with the largest share of remote work from home postings have had a year-over-year decrease. That especially hit things like software development, IT, and accounting. Now, I don't expect that we're ever going to get back to our pre-pandemic levels of remote work. Definitely some companies have embraced it wholeheartedly, but we are seeing a bit of a divergence now.
Let me pivot for a second. All right. So it's a couple of different reasons why a return to office mandate for federal workers, and then that also is impacting regular workers. It's a reason why that goes into place, right? Some people are saying, well, Anton, when they saying that we need to return to work, that doesn't even, I seen somebody, I think it's, I don't remember exactly what your name was. Let me go back and see if I can find it. But somebody said, oh, Playback Room says, Anton and Chad, I work from home. And whenever I do have to go into the office, they don't even have adequate space for us. What is adequate space? What is adequate space? One of the things that we did prior to me, well, I'm about to leave in about 4 days, so I'll be leaving my job from corporate, and then I'll be completely staying here because I don't want to go back into work, and that's the choice that we have. You can choose not to go back to work. You can go and quit. You can go and find another job. I seen your car say something about, or Eric D say something, one of those two says something about the beauty in capitalism is that you could just go and find another job that allows for you to work remote work. It's a give and take. It's a demand versus supply thing, right? And there's multiple factors that's going into this. Later on in the show, we're going to go into Maryland and we're going to talk about their budget deficit. But I believe that one of the reasons why they have a budget deficit is because one of many is because they don't have a robust economy and a robust amount of workers that circulate in American dollars that then benefits from people staying busy and, you know, engaged out into the streets. They just don't. And so if you don't have a lot of money circulating through your economy, that then takes away from your coffers. If you don't have people going out and occupying this commercial real estate, which commercial real estate is really collapsing right now, and it's very, very, very difficult to refinance a lot of these loans that a lot of these commercial real estate holders are holding. And so one of the bigger plays is they need to utilize this space effectively. And if you are in one of those spaces that you got to go back in or you got to do a hybrid remote schedule, you also need to understand that the companies have to do their due diligence in making sure that they accommodate the workers. So, for example, one of the things that we did at the place that I'm at currently right now is that we changed it from everybody having their own individual cubicles, because that is so old school and so old clothes, and that is not the ideal way for you to utilize office space. They changed it from people having cubicles to basically you having hotel space. And anybody that knows about hotel space within a corporate America knows that basically you have your own device, such as your laptop or whatever, that you can plug in and work at. And it's starting to be more like Google. Google doesn't have dedicated office space to one worker. It's almost like you work how you want to work, depending on what's going on in that corporate environment. So you may want to work here in a collaborative space, or you may want to go into something that's similar to like a telephone booth, to where you want to be private because you got to take certain calls. You may have a lot of conference meetings that you got to do, and so you want to go into that space. And so you kind of have hotel space, and hotel space is reconfigurable depending on what the need is, and everybody don't have to be in at all at the same time. So they're not restricting you and saying, okay, you may necessarily have to be here for 8 or 10 hours a day, but what they are saying is that you have to have a presence and you have to participate with the success of the company. And I don't know who you are if you're just working from home and you just show up as a dot every day and you never even get on camera. All right. So there's a lot of spaces that are transforming what these retail locations or these corporate locations are looking like. But if people are not going into the office, and I'll also say this, and this is the part that people are missing also. Most of the people that they're trying to get to quit because they're trying to force you to make a decision of whether or not you want to participate, because they don't need all of y'all. They don't need all of y'all. Most of the jobs, and I warned y'all, and we're going to talk about this later on today, most of the jobs are the people that are working from home are people that they don't necessarily need and they can replace just like that. You know why? You know how I know that? Because the people that have the option to do what they want to do, they are the most valued workers. They are the ones that the company can't go without. The reason that they started giving work from home privileges wasn't because the company was more efficient because of it. It was a perk. Working from home initially was a perk for workers that was the best at what they do, and they use it as a recruiting tool to get the best workers. It wasn't something that was based off of the efficiency of the company. It was a perk for somebody that they wanted to recruit, and so they throw extra things in order to spice up the deal to get you to want to work for them versus working for somebody else. Companies compete. Listen, the people that's still going to be working from home in the future, 2-3 years from now, are the people that's the most valuable to the company. It's not the people that you think is. Y'all keep trying to look at it and say, well, we're more efficient when we work from home. Don't nobody care about your efficiency. Nobody care about what your thoughts are. They don't care about what you think. They don't care about what you work from home like. The goal is to make sure that they give the perks to the people that's the most valuable to the company. That's why they get the company cars. That's why they get the company spending credit cards. That's why they get to get the extra PTOs. That's why they get the equity in the company as far as how they pay rate is set up. That's why they get the best available. That's why they get it. It was a perk. It wasn't because you better at working from home. Nobody care about your home life. Nobody care about your kids, your bad kids. That ain't my problem. That's a you problem. If you can't fit it, guess what? We got somebody else that'll replace you ASAP. Because all I see online today is people complaining about how it ain't no available jobs for them, and they put in 1,900 applications, and they only got 4 interviews, and they got 4 different resumes that then they gonna use for this and do that, and then they gonna, man, it's not as good as you think it is out there. So keep complaining and keep thinking that this thing is gonna work out for you. It's not. It only works out for the most valuable of employees. Only works out for them.
The new year will bring many changes, including a new presidential administration. President-elect Donald Trump warning federal workers they must return to office. We have Lisa Ryan with The Washington Post to explain the RTO debate. And Lisa, this looks like it's an uphill battle for the incoming Trump administration.
I'm always right. People always late to the party.
Hi, Katie. Well, it really depends on whether the administration decides that it wants to adhere to precedent or not. And we just really don't know which direction they're going to go in. So incoming President Donald Trump has said, look, we don't really trust that all these federal employees who are working from home are really working from home. We think that productivity in the federal government has taken a nosedive under President Biden, and we want people back in the office. And so this is likely to happen pretty early in the administration. The problem is that there are a lot of union contracts that employees who are covered by collective bargaining agreements are under, and the Biden administration is sort of racing right now, working with unions to kind of get those telework pieces in place so that to make it harder for the Trump administration to.
I think that Biden could be possibly one of the most evil presidents of all time. I think that Biden could be one of the most evil presidents of all time, bar none, without a doubt. Without a doubt, not even a little bit. Him racing to get things in place that basically sabotages what the agenda is of the Trump administration when they take office is just purely evil. It's purely evil. It's unfortunate. It generally is purely evil. A lot of y'all gonna get upset. A lot of y'all gonna be upended, and a lot of y'all are going to have your lives changed. The best thing that I can tell you, the biggest piece of advice that I can tell y'all right now is prepare yourself. Some of y'all think that y'all safe and you're not. Some of y'all think that y'all safe and you're not. You think that your job, that you're so invaluable, that you can't be replaced. I'm telling you that anybody can be replaced at any time, at any moment. You are a number. And if you keep on putting your faith in what you think is here to stay, you are going to be absolutely upset. 1,000%. Some of y'all think that you special. You think you a special one. You special. Okay. All right. We'll see. Remember, I warned you. Remember, I told you this. All right. Because you're going to come back 7 months from now and you're going to ask me to send up a prayer. And you're going to say, Anton, pray for me. And I'm going to remember what you were saying in the chat because I got a crazy memory. Some things are seared into my mind. And you in here talking about, well, listen, sorry to break it to you, but I'm not going back into the office. And 7 months from now, you're going to be sending me a message and an email, and you're going to be super chatting me saying, this is my last super chat money. Please pray for me that I can get another job. I just got laid off, and we all are disproportionately affected right before the holiday season. And I'm going to say, Lord, give them what they need to learn the lesson, not necessarily what you think, what they think that they need. Because the Lord going to humble you, and he's going to give you that humble juice. Don't ask me to pray for you in your job right after you just came with a haughty spirit because you didn't learn the lesson. You didn't learn the lesson. Don't ask me to pray for you. Anton, I'm giving this as my last, and hopefully I can get tenfold back. Mm-mm. Nope, that's not how life works. Go ahead and get that car back to the repossession company. Go ahead and downsize. Go ahead and tell your kids they got to go to public school now. Go ahead and tell your wife that I don't want you to meet Anton because he's going to be pulling up to the right side of our car with his Rolex out. And then you're going to be trying to look at him talking about that's what a real man look like. I need a provider, man. I don't want to go 50-50 and she's going to be making TikToks. Listen. The minute that your chick started making TikToks about you, you lost. You lost. Get multiple streams of income. That way you're not interdependent on it. Get your skills up. We going to talk about that in the next segment. And don't ask me to pray for you because you didn't want to go back into work, all right?